Hey,
what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
Doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, so am I, man. But, you know, if maestro, if you please.
Was that Jack again?
Baby, please don't go. James Brown. All right. While he's teeing that up, got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. And really excited about, you know, the direction of the show and the listening audience and where we're headed. Just want to let you know it's only the beginning. So as apparently we can't find it. But anyway.
No, we can find it. It's please, please, please.
Yeah. Please. I said, baby, please don't go. But anyway. And let it play a little bit in the background. Got up this morning, pitch black outside, right? And man, went outside, 50 degrees. And so all I could think about was, please, please, please don't go.
It's me every morning.
baby, warm weather. Please don't go. Do you follow me? Oh, yeah. Comprende?
Yep, comprende.
I mean, hey, don't go.
Stay forever.
Yeah, but it's on its way.
It's on its way out. So sad. It's already in the middle of August.
No, man. You know, again, that's all I could think about. My mind must really work strange, man, because right away I thought about James Brown and please, please, please.
Hey, I mean, that's not a bad thing to think about.
you mean what we know is getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
You know, we take advantage. I mean, we just forget, right? We get in that mood and in that mode of just nice warm weather. You get up early in the morning, and we just take it for granted.
Yeah, we do.
And so you just get up, and man, you know, everything is just nice. You know, I've been getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, And 4:30 sometimes, 5 o'clock, and then in a short period of time, boom, it's light outside.
Yeah.
And you're walking outside, it's 70 degrees. And you're saying, wow, man, this is paradise.
Yeah.
You know, and then I come in the studio and you're all bundled up.
Yeah, because it's cold.
Oh, man.
I'm like freezing in here. It's like literally a freezer.
Man.
And
well, you know, that's because it's on its way.
Yeah, it's on its way.
And you almost say, and it's for those who love the cold weather, you hear people, oh, I love the crisp. You know,
I don't know a single person who loves cold weather.
You don't?
No, I know people that can deal with it. But I don't know a person that likes it.
Oh, there are a lot of people who love it, man.
Well, they're just in denial.
Is that what it is?
That's what I think, because there's nothing good about cold weather.
Well,
besides staying inside with people you care about.
Well, so that's where you missed the boat, you know, Einstein. Because there are people, you ever see snowmobiles and skis? And
we'll see. That's loving the cold weather. That's just having fun.
Is that what that is?
Like, I don't like. Okay.
No, man. Listen, I'm not one, right? And crisp weather has its place, but not now.
Not now.
No, I'm not ready to let go.
I mean, we're not cold blooded animals. So that's why, like, our temperature has to be like 70 degrees. That's why most of us would prefer room temperature. So
yeah.
The cold is like really abnormal.
Man, hey, it's coming. You know, and I don't know why this morning was different than other mornings, but I just noticed it, man. It was pitch black, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute, man. When did that happen?
It's always cool to me when I wake up and it's just black, but it's like I know it's about to be morning.
Yeah.
And so I just like to look outside and like watch as the sun rises.
Yeah. Well, the sun is rising later.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the issue, right? I mean, not long ago, it was, you know, the sun would be on its way when I'd be heading towards the studio, right? It just about be up there. But we know what the outcome of all this is going to be. And for those who say, hey, man, you should get used to it, man. Stop whining. Stop crying. Baby, please don't go. Man, I'm telling you, man. I'm not ready for you to go. You know, if we could get, you know, just one more month of 80s, right?
How about just the rest of the year?
Oh, look, you know, that's probably as inconceivable as one more month of 80s. Yeah, ain't gonna happen, you know. And you know, we're in this, and you're a young guy, man. So, you know, there's a chance that you'll get out of here.
Yeah, there probably is. I do wanna go to like
Florida,
to Florida, or like Arizona, or yeah, Colorado, or something.
Yeah, and you'll do that because you don't have those strings attached to you.
Yeah.
So you know, your future is ahead of you. But on the other side of that equation is my future is.
Your future's still alive, though. You can go to Florida if you want.
My family is here. My entire family is in Milwaukee, and except for my son that lives out in Arizona somewhere. But the majority of my family is still in the Midwest. And, you know, one thing about the older you get, the more you realize the value and the power of family. So, but anyway, man. Yeah, man. Dark, cold, you know, and you feel it, and you know it's coming. And you know the worst part about it is, and maybe it's my mindset, maybe it's the mental illness setting in with me. But the reason I don't want to let it go is because we know it's a long slog of 5 to 6 months.
It just goes. And it feels like it never ends.
I know.
It's just cold.
I know, man.
And then you get these little days where it's 50 and you're like, and then all of a sudden, negative 40 degrees, stay inside. Remember that like 2 years ago or a couple years ago where it was like negative 50 degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Beginning of January.
Oh, yeah.
And see, then it was like 50 degrees.
See, you've missed out. You hear them talking about global warming, right?
Oh, no.
So when we were kids, you know what a snowbank is? No, you don't know what a snowbank is.
A snowbank?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what a snowbank is.
Okay, so back when we were kids, the snow would be, they leave it on the sidewalks, and they wouldn't take it, you know, when there's big snowstorms, they wouldn't take it and move it somewhere else and pile it up. What they would do is pile it up right on the, right in front of the sidewalk on the street. And they would pile that up, and it would be so high, you'd be walking down the street, and you can't even see the street because the snowbanks would be there, and they would be frozen. And kind of like many glaciers, right? And so that's what it used to be. And, man, freezing cold. Hit that maestro. Hit that James Brown a little bit more. Hit that James Brown. As we go out, I just don't want you to go.
Please, please,
please,
please,
please, please, please,
please, please, please,
love you so. Please don't go. You done me wrong. Oh, man. Yeah, you done me wrong. Please, give us a reprieve. If only for a minute. If only for a short period of time, baby. Please don't go. Please, please, please,
please.
All right.
We're going to a break.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.